You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition. I'm Anthony Cashman, joined by Jeffrey Flanagan. And the Royals were an unstoppable force the first week or so of spring training action. They won their first six games, and a lot of early power out of those bats. Jeffrey, what's your thought on that? Is this one of those high sky Arizona mirages, or are we seeing some real power from the likes of Alex Rios and Morales and Eric Hosmer?
Well, it's really hard to tell. I can tell you that Hosmer's home runs were legit. I mean, both of those were just absolute bombs. But as you know, it's really hard to distinguish what's real and what's fake Arizona homers here. Morales hit one, his first one looked kind of fake. Rios, though, has been squaring up the ball very, very well early on, and even he's a little bit surprised that he's locked in this early. I think all of his balls were pretty legit. But even more impressive is just some of his line shot doubles and just how hard he's squaring things up. So it's a good sign. You know, those two guys are trying to prove themselves to a new team, new teammates. So they've kind of got their A games on already here.
I loved Morales' response when he was asked about his off-season diet plan. He said, less food. That's a pretty good diet plan. That's pretty simple. cut right down.
Yeah, that got a lot of action on Twitter. It caught me by funny. He was laughing when he told me that, too. But it makes sense. Hey, I should write a book, right?
You know, this is a big spring training for him just to have a spring training. He didn't really have one last year. He had to do it on his own. And I know he came to camp looking leaner because of aforementioned less food. So you feel like he's in a pretty good spot physically?
Yeah, he feels like he is, and he's just really happy, like you mentioned, just to have a full spring training here and get his timing down. And that's so vital for a guy, especially a DH, where he has been playing some first base, but you know, his primary thing will be DHing, and he's a lot like Billy Butler. He's a professional hitter. That's all he focuses on, and for him to get down here early and do a lot of BP and work in the cages has really helped him. And I think he's going to be a pretty good fit. They're really going to like having that switch hitter in the middle of the order too.
And you mentioned Hosmer hitting a couple legit bombs out there. And, you know, we've talked for what feels like a long time that, you know, this is a kid with 30 homer power in the big league.
Yep.
And, you know, waiting for that to come to fruition. But I'm just wondering, you know, we know from a confidence standpoint, things have probably changed for him in a dramatic and positive way off of last October's experience. And are there any fundamental changes he's made, you know, from late last season and carrying over into this year that he thinks are going to be a help for him in 2015? Or is he or are old habits finally starting to work for him? What do you think is going on with him from an offensive standpoint?
I think really it's just because it sounds really silly, but it just comes down to just a simple confidence factor. When he had that great October, and a lot of those guys like that, they knew they could perform on the highest stage, and that made such a difference for him. You know, he's made some mechanical things. You know, he's over the last few years, he's shortened his stride, he's lengthened it, you know, and stuff like that. But really it just comes down to him just feeling confident that he can master this game and master the hitting profession. So, and he's doing that. I mean, he doesn't look like he had any off season at all. He just straight from October right here, and he's just mashing the ball, just getting good swings, good pitch selection. He's a guy, as you know, who has the type of swing that he can hit a home run to left center, to center. He can hit to all fields with no problem at all. And he's so strong. He's got, you know, long legs, big leverage, a lot of leg leverage in his swing. I think everybody here is thinking he's really going to have that breakout year. 30 homers might be a bit of a reach because of the stadium he plays in, but you know, I wouldn't hold back with anything with him. He's got that capability. He's got that talent. So it's going to be interesting to watch him this year.
As far as the lineup is concerned, Ned Yost is sticking with that, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of mentality. And Alcides Escobar, what he brought to the top of the order, things really changed in a dramatic way for the offense when Yost moved things around and Escobar went to the top. That's something they obviously want to stick with. Actually, I was working on a story about leadoff hitters, and I know a lot of the projection models do not love these Royals for some reason. And Escobar, they were particularly bullish on him having a sub-300 on base percentage, which would be not very good for a leadoff hitter. That was a Pecota projection. But do you think that's going to be a long-term fit? He's not the traditional leadoff guy, obviously, Escobar. So how do you see that shaking out?
Well, no, and they're not a traditional offensive team. They score runs. They're like the anti-Saber team. I mean, they bunt, they steal bases, they do everything that the Saber people hate, and they give up outs to move runners, and that's who they are. That's how they're built. They win with speed, defense, and you mentioned the Pecota thing. They've been laughing about that prediction all spring long. I think it was 72 wins or something like that, and they were way off the last year with them, and they were way off the year before, so they're just kind of blowing it off. But, yeah, and Eske's not your typical leadoff hitter. He's a guy that, even though he really loves it, I mean, he really wants to learn and get better at it. And, hey, he drew a walk off Darvish in the opening game here on the first at batter, so everybody was kind of floored. Because he drew only one walk in all the postseason. But there's other things he can do. I mean, he actually is developing into a decent, contact type of hitter. And that's kind of what Ned wants up there. He wants a guy – he's going to have some speed at the bottom of the order, too, so he wants that leadoff guy to be able to move guys over. And when he gets on base, he's actually really the Royals' best base dealer. He's the most efficient base dealer. He just rarely gets thrown out. He may not be the fastest guy, but he gets great jumps. So you can kind of see how there's a fit for Ned with him at the top of the order. They just don't have anybody else in their lineup that even comes close to being that guy at the top of the order. I mean, they tried Alex there for two and a half years, and he was kind of misplaced there. And they tried Nori last year, and he was okay. So they're just kind of reinventing how you look at a lineup. And Ned likes to bunch his speed up at the top and put his power in the middle and put a little bit more speed on the bottom. And like you mentioned, last year it worked. From the minute that he went that way, I think in mid-September, they went 20-9 from that point on, including the playoffs. So that's a pretty good winning percentage, and he'll take that every time. So I think you're going to probably see Eske at the top. You're going to see Lokane pretty close to the top, either in the second or third spot. You might even see Rios in the second spot. Of course, spring training, I mean, Ned's flipping the lineup, every day, just looking at different things. So, but I think when the season settles in, I think that's kind of how it go in the top spots. And then in the middle, you're going to see Hosmer and Gordon and Morales in there somewhere, and then Sal and Omar and Moose down at the bottom. But we'll see what happens there.
And Ned gets a little feisty when it comes to early reveals, when you ask him about the lineup or the rotation order or what have you. So we'll have to see how that all plays out.
It's pretty playful. I mean, you can't capture tone real well on Twitter and stuff like that, but he's normally just very playful about it. He's just giving us, a bunch of crap. So
I always enjoy talking to Ned. I like his his feisty playfulness. It's always fun. And good to note that Gordon and Infante both taking BP this week, so those guys are progressing well. Switching gears to the bullpen, the Royals signed Chris Young, comeback player of the year last year in the American League, although he did have some kind of scary peripheral numbers if you kind of dig beneath the surface. So the Royals are actually putting him in the bullpen, and now you've got quite a hodgepodge there. You've got Holland Davis Herrera, of course. Jason Frazier was re-signed. Hopefully Hochaver's ready on opening day. And then you got Chris Young. So that's a pretty crowded group with not a lot of room for the likes of Franklin Morales and Lewis Coleman's out of options. Ryan Madsen and Joe Blanton are in camp. Brandon Finnegan, of course, the kid who made such an impression last year. So what are your thoughts on how those last couple spots might play out?
Well, that's really going to be the battle here down the stretch. And having Chris Young aboard now, he came aboard Saturday, and I asked Dayton right off the bat, what role he might play. Would he take a AAA assignment? And, Dayton just said emphatically, no, he's on the team. He's in their bullpen. So you're right. I mean, you got six spots that are filled if Hoch is ready to go by opening day, and you're down to maybe one or two spots, depending on how many they carry coming out of camp, whether it's seven or eight guys in the bullpen. You've also got the right-hander, Jandel Gustave, as a Rule 5 guy. If they they would want to have to protect him a little bit. He's got a live arm, looked really good the other day, was hitting 98, 99 on the gun, and got through a pretty clean inning. And, of course, you got the rookie sensation, you know, Brandon Finnegan. Franklin Morales, a veteran guy they signed from the Rockies, who has looked really good in camp early here. You know, Madsen's a guy, you know, is a great comeback story, possibly. Blanton the same way. It's just really crowded. You got 7, 8, 9 guys battling for maybe just one or two spots. And, you know, it's just that's what we're really keeping an eye on here in the last 3 weeks. And I couldn't even hazard a guess how it's going to fall out for these last one or two spots. You know, but Ned's very emphatic that he wants to break camp with the best 25 guys on the team. And, you know, if you're going to go that route, you would tend to still lean toward Brandon Finnegan making the team. They don't have another left-hander other than Morales, now that Tim right. Collins is down, to fit that role. Now, he said many times that he doesn't necessarily have to have a left-hander in the bullpen, but it just seems like it's kind of logical because there will be days when you maybe not be able to use Herrera and Holland and Davis. So if you're matched up late in the game, once you want a left-hander who can come in and get somebody out. And to me, that really just comes down to Finnegan or Morales at this point. And, you know, Finnegan showed he can do it on the game's highest stage. So there's a lot of questions surrounding those last one or two spots, and it'll be very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the last spot in the bullpen is a really anticlimactic battle, quote unquote, but with the
not
Royals, the bullpen is such a big part of who they are, the bullpen. So obviously an area of emphasis. So continue to check out Royals.com, where Jeffrey Flanagan is all over the bullpen updates and everything else going on with the Royals here in camp, out there in Surprise, Arizona. I want to thank him for joining us. I want to thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.